Good afternoon. My name is Lorenzo, and I'll be your conference operator for today. At this time, I'd like to welcome you to the conference call on the public finance results of 2014 and the fiscal outlook for 2015 through 2016. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the 2. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being in the conference. As you know, since the last few weeks of last year, the global environment has been deteriorating and volatility in the international financial market has increased. Actually, today we are seeing an example of that increase in volatility and deterioration in the financial markets. And this is mainly due to a reduction in oil prices, the expectation that the Federal Reserve start normalizing its reference rate in 2015, and a weak global economic recovery and geopolitical issues. In this scenario, Mexico is well prepared to face this global environment due to several factors, to its strong macroeconomic fundamentals and the responsible management of public finances. And also, a flexible exchange rate that has been, which is a very liquid market that operates 20 hours per day, 7 days a week. A high level of international reserves that are close to $193 billion. The renewal of the flexible credit line that is approximately $67 billion. The oil price hedge that we have that protects us against variations in the oil prices, and the stable level of debt and our policy that diversifies risk in the debt, including the maturity and the peso-denominated debt that we have. Also, inflation expectations are anchored around the target of 3% established by Banco de Mexico. And our current account deficit stands at stable levels around 2% of GDP. So fiscal discipline, the stability of our macroeconomic policy, and the oil hedge strategy against a fall in oil prices has been useful to reduce the impact of external factors in our economy. Well, nevertheless, given the fall in oil prices, an important strategy that we have been implemented to maintain some public finances has been the oil hedge. As you know, for 2015, we have hedged the price in the budget at $70 per barrel. We have a hedge in the market for $76.4. And we have a difference that is covered by an stabilization fund. The difference is an account in this stabilization fund, which is of 7.9 billion pesos. Also, I want to mention that we have decreased over time our exposure to oil prices. In this sense, fluctuations in oil prices don't affect Mexico's external account significantly. Let me give you the reasons. Oil exports represent nearly 11% of total exports. Manufacturing exports represent 85% of our exports. Mexico imports a significant amount of oil products, therefore oil trade balance amounted to nearly $1.5 billion in 2014, which represents 0.1% of GDP. There is also a positive effect due to the higher economic growth in the expectations from the United States associated with the decrease in oil prices. An improved performance in the United States economy contributes to higher Mexican exports, a higher growth rate, and more tax revenues for the federal government. In this environment, we are highly committed to maintain the reducing trend in fiscal deficits, and we have the premise of not increasing taxes. As you know, for 2015, the oil price is hedged. For 2015, that is not the case. Oil revenues will be lower according to all the forecasts on the oil prices that we have today and all the futures on the oil prices. It's very difficult to predict any value of a specific size for the price of the oil barrel for 2016. Nevertheless, we believe that the scenario that we will be facing in 2016 requires an adjustment. The Secretary Videgaray announced today is a strategy, a macroeconomic strategy, to have a multi-annual fiscal adjustment in the budget. So for 2016, we are going to construct the budget in a zero-based budgeting scheme. We will work in eliminate potential duplicities in function and structure, improving administrative processes, and giving priority to investment projects with a higher benefit for the population. The analysis will allow for a more efficient public expenditure and redirect expenditures to items that detonate the productivity potential of the economy. For this, we are working with the World Bank. We are actually doing a public expenditure review, and we will take advantage of their experience to implement the best international practices and to have the advisory to construct this new budget for 2016. Also, in order to smooth out the adjustment of expenditure, we have to start now. Therefore, a preventing a responsible adjustment for 2016 will be executed. The fact that we are introducing the adjustment today allows entities from the federal government to have certainty regarding the resources that they will execute, avoiding to stop hiring or the suspension of public works in process. An adjustment to our public expenditure trend today strengthens the confidence in our public finances and will decrease our borrowing requirements in the current complicated external environment, particularly for emerging economies. As a result, the federal government, based on Article 51 of the Federal Budget and Fiscal Responsibility Law, will adjust 124.5 billion pesos of public expenditure, which represents 0.7% of GDP. These amounts include the adjustments that Pemex and CFE have communicated to us and that they will propose to their respective boards of directors in order to comply with the balance objectives that have been authorized by Congress. Pemex adjustment amounts to 62 billion pesos, CFE adjustment amounts to 10 billion pesos. Most of this adjustment will come from current expenditures. Regarding the entities of the Federal Public Administration, the adjustment amounts to 52.5 billion pesos, from which 66% will be applied to current expenditure and the remaining 34% to investment expenditure. An adjustment in current expenditure for 30.4 billion pesos is considered, for which expenditure in personal services and operation expenditures will be reduced, and austerity and budgetary discipline measures will be implemented. Also, I would like, in the case of capital expenditure for investment, a decrease of 18 billion pesos is considered. Entities will have to reduce and reschedule physical objectives of the program and investment projects approved for this year. This includes, for example, the cancellation of the Transpeninsula passenger train in Quintana Roo, and the suspension of the high-speed train between Mexico and Querétaro. I want to mention about the project for the new airport in Mexico City. That project will continue, and there will be an adjustment in financial structure. We will continue with the schedule that has been set for the international airport of Mexico City. Another important point is the impact of this adjustment in the economic growth in 2015. We have done estimations about that and here at the Ministry of Finance, and the estimations indicate that the impact will be marginal. That is due to because the adjustment is mostly done on current expenditures, and the adjustment itself is a measure that strengthens the stability and confidence of the Mexican economy. This generates lower inflation expectations and a much better environment for lower interest rates, supporting an adequate environment for investment and economic growth. As a result, we are not adjusting the estimated growth range for 2015. The breakdown of the adjustment by entity of the Federal Public Administration can be found in the Ministry's Budget Transparency website, which is transparenciapresupuestaria.gov.mx, and the Ministry of Finance is working in a timely and responsive manner above any situation in order to ensure confidence in the management of public finances and the strength of the economy. So what we are doing is we are implementing a multi-annual adjustment, a preventing adjustment for 2015 in a timely and manageable order. And today we also presented the fiscal numbers for 2014, for the last quarter of 2014. It is already on our webpage, that report. So thank you very much for your time, and we are happy to hear your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now proceed with the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question by pressing the star followed by the 2. And if you are using speaker equipment today, it is necessary to pick up the handset before making your selection. And our first question comes from the line of Benito Luro with Nomura. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the call. Two questions. The first one is, if because of the cuts, there's an increase in savings, you know, given that the revenues are sort of anchored on the hedge. How do you project the stabilization? What's going to be the increase in the stabilization funds? Which one is the, you know, how is that gonna work? The second thing is, so you're basically cutting spending by 0.7%, 0.7% of GDP, but really no meaningful cut on the expectations of growth. That's kind of a hard one to digest. How do you, what's your reasoning not to expect a cut on growth expectations? Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Benito. Let me start from your last question, and then I will ask Ernesto Revilla to answer your first question. About growth, this adjustment that we are doing is an adjustment that has two-thirds in current expenditures, which doesn't have a meaningful impact in growth. The other important fact that we are doing is that we are establishing we will work with the private sector and with the market to have new structures to implement and to support the national infrastructure plan. So basically, we will follow with the strategies also in investment. Another reason is that given that this announcement, what we'll do, despite of possible fluctuations in revenues, will allow to have we strengthen the public finances. It is a better environment for the credibility, for the expectations in inflation, and for a better environment for low interest rates in Mexico. And that also supports growth. And given our range, which is 3.2 to 4.2% in 2015, and considering all these factors and that the net effect on growth will be marginal, we are not changing the forecast for 2015.
Hola, Benito. This is Ernesto. Regarding the savings question, exactly what we're doing now is announce a preemptive adjustment on expenditure precisely to transfer savings to 2016 and subsequent years. So if you think about an annual planning of public finances and look at the Article 21st of our fiscal responsibility law, what it says is that when you face a shortfall of revenues, first you use your savings and then you adjust the spending. Since we're now planning more on a multi-annual basis and looking to 2016 and 17 in a more complicated environment, what we're doing is first adjusting expenditure to have more savings in 2016, which is precisely when we presumably wouldn't have the oil hedge. So if you look at the resources we have in our Federal Stabilization Fund, the PEIP, we are announcing today that it closed 2014 with 44 billion pesos. And this fund, the PEIP, also has transfers that will be done on 2015 that are already budgeted for 16 billion pesos. So if we don't use the savings on PEIP in this year, we will start 2016 with 60 billion pesos. So the strategy is to smooth out the adjustment in expenditure and to comply with the decrease in the deficit that we have already announced.
Thank you. Thank you to both.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Carlos Capistrán with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the conference. These are always very useful. So my question is, there are some news, for instance, the Universal today, that oil production keeps falling. So how much do you see this as a risk, and how much of the cuts announced today could come from lower oil production? Thank you very much.
As we saw last year we have an initial estimate in 2014 for oil production that was 2.5 million barrels per day. The closing numbers, average number for 2014 was 2.35 million barrels per day. So, as you mentioned, Carlos, oil production is actually a risk. Up to today, that risk has not been materialized, but it's something that we should be looking at. And this is the type of measures that we are trying to cover in this type of programs that we're implementing to be preventive about specifically some of the risks that we are foreseeing. And one of the risks is oil production. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one. If you are using speaker equipment, it is necessary to lift the handset before making your selection. Our next question comes from the line of Kevin Kaznicka with Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call or my questions. I was just curious. Now, the infrastructure cuts that you guys announced earlier in the call, the call quality wasn't that great, so I kind of missed the overall amount. And then I was also wondering, do you plan on kind of reducing any kind of expenditures related more in the highway, like in the highway sector? I know you're canceling the trains, but we were wondering what kind of read-throughs and like how much of the cuts are related to like toll roads and highways.
Let me give you again the numbers. The cut from investment will be 18 billion pesos this year. There are some projects will be canceled, some other projects will be suspended, some of them will face a delay, and other projects will have a different financial structure in which we will produce financial structure that favors the participation of the private sector and the financial markets. And also in the case of roads, we are keeping all the expenditures in maintenance for roads, and we are keeping the expenditures in rural roads for Mexico.
Okay, so just to clarify, so some of the newer projects that were announced, I guess, in prior years are at risk of not being auctioned, I guess, to the private sector or possibly delayed or canceled altogether?
Some of them, yes. For example, two projects that one is the cancellation of the Transpeninsular passenger train, which is in Quintana Roo, in the Yucatan Peninsula, and the other one is the suspension of the Mexico-Querétaro high-speed train. Some other projects, as I mentioned, will be delayed.
Okay, thank you very much. Very helpful.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Marco Oviedo with Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the call. I just have a question regarding the numbers you just released for the fourth quarter. It seems that the deficit is lower than we expected, or it was announced and from the beginning of last year. It's an important reduction of around 0.4 percentage points of GDP. It's going to be close to 3.2% of GDP. And also, it's combined with a reduction in expenditure in the fourth quarter. It's almost 20% less in real terms compared to the investment observed a year ago. Are you also made an adjustment in the fourth quarter ahead of further cuts this year in 2016, or this was already planned? Thank you.
Hola, Marco. This is a good opportunity to talk about the fiscal results for 2014. And exactly as you just mentioned, we had a good outrun. We had good numbers on revenues, and we end up with lower deficits than what we initially planned for and that were approved by Congress. As you know, the story in 2014, oil revenues were lower by 52 billion pesos relative to the program. And this was, in the first 9 months of the year, basically a quantity shock on the oil production of Pemex, even before the oil price shock in the last quarter. But fortunately, we had the fiscal reform. As you know, 2014 was the first year that the fiscal reform came into effect. Tax revenues ended up 63 billion above target. This was an increase in real terms of 6.1%. So the narrower measure of the deficit, instead of being 1.5% of GDP, ended up being 1.1% of GDP. And the broadest measure, the public sector borrowing requirement, went from the 4.2% planned to 4.0. So these were good results. And relative to public spending in the last quarter, you are right, they were lower than the same quarter of 2013, basically because of the seasonality of public expenditure in 2014. We started very strongly the year, if you remember, with expenditures on mainly investment with growth rates of close to 15% in real terms. And then in the last quarter, basically, we to comply with the targets and the program, expenditure was with a lower rate of growth relative to the previous year. But overall, the whole 2014 fiscal year, public expenditure grew at 4.2% in real terms. And that, as we mentioned during the last year, was an important factor, an important engine of growth together with the external sector, particularly in the first half of last year. Thank you.
Thank you. So the fiscal deficit for 2015 remains unchanged, right?
That's right. Fiscal targets for 2015 and what we pre-announced for the following years are unchanged.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jorge Mariscal with UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the call and good afternoon. I guess my main question is why this adjustment now? You've been leading us to think that you were covered because of the hedge and the imports of gasoline and other factors. You were pretty okay for 2015. Most forward curves and most forecasts for oil into 2016 point to a recovery. So my question is, why now and not later when you have a better certainty about what happens with oil?
Well, thank you very much for your question. I think it's an important one, and it gives us an opportunity to clarify. What we want to do is to have a multi-annual approach to the adjustment that we wanted to do. And 2016 will be a year in which, as you mentioned, at least in the future, there will be a recovery in the oil price, but the recovery won't be enough for the type of expenditures that we are projecting today or that we were going to project for next year. So next year will require, according to the reduction in the fiscal deficit that we are planning for 2016 and according to the oil price level that in the forecast or in the futures of the oil price are the numbers that they have, we won't have enough resources to accommodate all the expenditures that we were planning to have in 2016. So we want to start working on 2016 having a zero rule budgeting for that year, and we want to start today. We are going to send to Congress by the end of March the preliminary exercises for 2016. And for 2015, we want to work in a preventive way. And that means that we need to start with the reductions in February and have the whole year so the so the ministries can adapt, can have the best way to manage the resources, to manage the cuts that we are going to do, and to have the less impacts on the functioning of the government. Also, another thing that we want to do is to have these cuts tilted more toward current expenditures. As I mentioned before, it will be 2/3 in current expenditures, and to have the lower impact on investment, and also to start preparing for this new environment that we are facing with new structures to support, to new financial structure for infrastructure projects to support our national plan for infrastructure in the following years. So instead of waiting and make an adjustment that probably will be higher in the future, we want to start working from today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Luis Vallarino with Interacciones. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks so much for the call. This is regarding the measures for fiscal responsibility. Can you maybe elaborate on the reductions in spending from Pemex and the CFE? And, you know, maybe we can get to know in which areas we would be we expect these reductions to happen. And also maybe also on the timeline for the plan. You mentioned February right now. Could we expect the brunt of the expenditure cuts by early this year, or maybe leaning towards second half? Thanks.
Well, in the case of Pemex and CFE, due to the law changes and the energy reform, now they have a new legal framework. According to the legal framework, they have to comply with the balance, that the balance is set to them by the Congress, and to comply with the balance, they have to make some adjustments. They have announced to us the size of the adjustments. Pemex is going to have an adjustment of 62 billion pesos. CFE is an adjustment of 10 billion pesos. They will present this adjustment to their board of directors, and after that, they will have a communication to the public announcing exactly where these cuts are going to be, where these budget expenditures cuts are going to be done. And specifically because we want to plan this over the medium term and to have a multi-annual planning, we are expecting to have the program develop over the next months and not to be tilted or not at a specific seasonality on the adjustment. What we wanted to do is to have an uniform type of adjustment over the next months.
Got it. Fair enough. Thanks. So when will we be expecting the advice from the World Bank regarding these fiscal measures?
They have been working. It is a process that they will present the results in the next months. The thing is that there are documents according to the fiscal responsibility law that we have to send to Congress. One very important one, especially for this year, is the one of Precriterios Generales de Política Económica for 2016 that we will be sending by the end of March to the Congress. And that will state our first exercise on the budget for 2016.
Great. Many thanks again.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gabriel Lozano with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for the call. It is very useful indeed. So a couple of questions. And first, what is your expectation in terms of foreign direct investment going forward, given that some of the projects and plans that you are trimming are definitely related to some of the FDI projected for the next few years, not only in terms of oil, possibly not 2015, but maybe going forward, but also in terms of the project for the high-speed train and for the Transpeninsular and the one in Querétaro. So I think this is important also to have a better idea of what is going to happen on that respect. The second question is with respect to why the need to ask the World Bank for some advice on the plans for the design of the new plans for the budget and revenues in Mexico. Thank you.
Well, in terms of the FDI, given that we are going to change the financial structure of the infrastructure projects, actually there will be more favorable to the private sector, so that will have an effect, a positive effect on FDI. So even now that we are looking some reduction in some very specific projects, given that the other ones, some of them won't be funded by the federal budget, they will be funded by the private sector, that will have a positive effect on the FDI. That's the first question. The second question is...
Sorry, Gabriel, can you repeat the question about the World Bank? What was the very specific question?
Yeah, it was just in terms of why the need of for having some advice on the from the World Bank in terms of the way you're going to plan your or design the new spending and revenues from Hacienda, if I understood correctly.
Yes. Yes, no, exactly. And this is a good opportunity to say the World Bank has a very specific product, which is optional. Countries choose to use it, which is called the Public Expenditure Review. It's a very thorough and deep analysis of public spending in countries. If you go back history, you see that the World Bank did a public expenditure report for Mexico, which is public, in 2004. So it's been 11 years since we've done an in-depth analysis on the efficiency and the distributional impacts and the quality of the spending programs on all the different areas of our budget. So we asked the World Bank some time ago that we wanted to work again on a public expenditure review. It would be an additional input on top of what we do internally in-house. And, I mean, there are others. There are more macro, as you know, analysis of public expenditure. IMF has been working with us as well, more on our fiscal rules and the fiscal responsibility law. But when you look at the microeconomics and the specific design of the programs, this is a good place to start. So they've been working, and as Undersecretary Portela mentioned, we are getting preliminary results. We will get more during this year, and that will help illuminate the 2016 budget, which, as Minister Videgaray said today in his conference, we will need to think about the 2016 budget in a different way. It shouldn't be an inertial budget, just the same budget as always increased in real terms, but we will have to rethink many programs and expenditures.
Okay, thank you. Very clear, both. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Carlos Herrera with UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, thank you for the call. My question is, what about the CapEx cuts in CFE and PMEX? And next is... What will happen with round one? Shale is okay. And what about other investments do you expect? Thank you.
Rodrigo Barro is going to answer
that. Hi, I'll start with the question on round one. So as Secretary Videgaray mentioned earlier today, we're currently reviewing which specific fields will take part in round one. I mean, in very general terms, most of the fields that we were considering for that round will continue to be clearly profitable. Only some fields, mainly related to shale gas, are losing their attractiveness from the point of view of investors, but we're working jointly with the Minister of Energy to decide precisely what will take part of the round one bid.
Thank you. The other question about CFE and PEMEX, I will mention again. According to the law now, the energy reform, they have to comply with the balance that is set by Congress. They have, then, therefore, they will present the adjustment to their board of directors. They had communicated to us that the adjustment for Pemex is 62 billion and for CFE will be 10 billion, but they will present this adjustment to their boards, and then after that they will have a communication with the public about the specific details on what will be the items of the adjustments. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rafael de la Fuente with UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. Just clarify for me, if you will, and again, thank you for the call. Are any parts of this adjustment package that you've just announced, do they have to go through Congress? Do you need congressional approval? That's the first question. The second question, could you just walk me through how your quasi-fiscal results from the central bank affect your fiscal accounts? You must be sitting on, you know, quite large unrealized foreign exchange reserve gains. Is there any mechanism whereby some of those could be transferred to meet your fiscal needs? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Rafael, for your questions. The first one is, according to the fiscal responsibility law, we are allowed to do this type of fiscal planning. So we will inform Congress about what we are going to do, but the fiscal responsibility law allows the federal government to do this type of program. In terms of your second question, basically that's something that we cannot discuss now. We always have communication with the central bank, and we are looking into all the policies that we can be established, but it's something that we are not at this time allowed to comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sean Newman with Invesco. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your call this afternoon. It's been very helpful. Could you help me understand how the cuts in expenditures will not have any negative impacts on fiscal revenues for the upcoming year, as well as, I'm not sure if you mentioned it before, but are there any impacts or potential implications on how we should be thinking about FDI for 2015 and 2016 as well? And the final question is on the fuel subsidy. Just given the lower oil price environment which we are in, is the government reviewing this current measure? Thank you.
Hi, John. In terms of fiscal revenues, what we saw throughout 2014 was a very strong performance of tax revenues, mainly due to the tax reform. And we are projecting a very similar behavior for 2015, and that's due to two main reasons. First, the reform will continue to have an effect in 2015, and that's due to the fact that we receive the tax revenues that correspond to the economic activity of the last month, and that implies that in 2014, we only received effectively 11 months of tax revenues under the new tax framework. In 2015, for the first time, we will receive the full 12 months. In addition to that, other measures of the tax reform will have an effect for the first time in 2015. The best example of that is the annual returns that both individuals and companies file in March and in April. For the first time, people will be filing under the new framework. So we're expecting a very strong performance of tax revenue for 2015 in line with what we saw during the last month. In terms of fuel prices, as you know, there was an increase in January, an increase of 1.9%. Of course, it is much lower than the increases we saw last year. It is lower than inflation as well, so it implied a reduction in real terms. We won't be seeing additional increases in the rest of the year. And more importantly, we're gradually moving to a scheme of liberalized prices. So this year, for the first time, rather than a single price, what we did was set a maximum price. But gas stations are allowed to offer lower prices. And the liberalization process will proceed gradually over the next year. For 2016, we will be able to see gas stations that are not Pemex branches. For 2017, we will allow import of fuels, and by 2018, we will fully liberalize gas prices. So we're in the process of that gradual liberalization of oil prices, with the first step, which was moving from a single price to a maximum price. That would be the main element with regard to fuel prices. Thank you.
And finally, in case of FDI, from this program of expenditure program that we are putting in place, the effects are not significant, given the reasons that I mentioned. Even that there is a reduction in 18 billion in investment, the financial structure of infrastructure projects will be changed to promote more participation of the private sector, and that will increase financial flows, financial investments in Mexico. So the numbers coming from, or the effects to FDI coming from this investment program are not significant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have no additional questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over to the speakers for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and thanks again for the conference. As we mentioned, this is a preventive for 2015. This program is a preventive measure to strengthen the public finances, to sustain the commitment to the declining trend in the fiscal deficit, and we are starting now preparing for 2016 to have a smooth adjustment over the medium term of the public finances in Mexico. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. We'd like to thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.